New Testament Stories, Doing His Father's Work on Earth. On a Jewish feast day, the Savior went to the Pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. People believed that the waters of the pool could cure them of disease or other physical problems. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Near the pool, Jesus saw a man who had been crippled for 38 years. The man explained that he could not get into the water by himself. John chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Even though it was the Sabbath, Jesus told the man, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." The man was immediately healed and walked away. John chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. The Jews claimed that it was unlawful to perform miracles on the Sabbath, and they persecuted Jesus. John chapter 5, verses 10 through 16. Jesus answered that he was doing the work of his Father. John chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. Some friends of John the Baptist came to Jesus and told him that John had been killed. He had been killed because he had told the king to repent. Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus heard this, he went to a place near the Sea of Galilee to be alone. Many people knew he was there and went there too, hoping that he would teach them. More than 5,000 people went to hear him. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Mark chapter 6, verse 44. After he had taught them, it was time to eat, and most of the people did not have any food. His disciples wanted the people to go to the villages where they could buy food. Mark chapter 6, verse 36. The Savior, however, told the disciples to see if anyone had brought food with him. They found a boy who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Mark chapter 6, verses 37 and 38. John chapter 6, verse 9. Jesus told all the people to sit down. Then he blessed the bread and the fish and divided the fish and broke the bread into pieces. Mark chapter 6, verses 39 through 41. When the disciples gave the food to the people, there was more than enough for all of them. Mark chapter 6, verses 41 through 44. End of the article, New Testament Stories. F.H.E.